couple of aviation and travel stories this week, including on-time arrivals from airlines, data from that, and also the third in 3 years IT outage involving Delta Airlines this week. We begin with that this morning with Brian Summers, who's aviation business editor for skiff.com. Brian is with us via Skype this morning from Los Angeles. Brian, let's begin with Delta. This IT outage, is this something that we should have on our radar screens?
I'm not sure that we should be so concerned about it. You're right that Delta had an outage on Tuesday. Apparently, it lasted about an hour. Delta has this habit where they don't tell anyone, customers, reporters, whoever it is, exactly what happened. They just said, we had an outage. We took care of it. It wasn't a big deal. I think they said that they had not canceled any flights and there were very few delays. And it just didn't take that long. We probably talked about this on the show before. Look, I think it's pretty obvious that airlines underinvested in technology during a period maybe after 2001, after 9/11, up through the recession. They underinvested in a lot of things, product being another one of them. I think in the last 2, 3, 4 years, airlines have realized they have to invest in their IT infrastructure. And I can only say anecdotally, but I'm seeing fewer outages, and then the outages that exist aren't that big of a deal. Airline people tell me a lot, look, you know, you always notice our outages because we're 24/7 operation all over the world. But when a retailer or somebody else has a quick hour outage, especially if it happens late at night or something, maybe nobody ever finds out.
Another story you've written here is about how and now we've talked before about frequent flyer programs, but the discount airlines seem to be taking this more seriously for some reason.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically in the United States about Spirit Airlines and Frontier Airlines. Those are two airlines that I tend to think took their customers for granted as recently as about a year, two, three ago. And they had good reason for doing it. Anybody who looked on, say, Google Flights or something for a fare and saw Spirit or Frontier in 2016, 2017, they might have seen $19 fares, $29 fares, $39 fares. You know, these were fares that were just so good. Why did you need a loyalty program? You know, you didn't need to give people free flights. You didn't need to take care of your regular travelers. They were coming for the prices for a variety of reasons right now, one of them being higher fuel prices. The airfares just aren't as good anymore. So even if Spirit and Frontier are cheaper than the competition, they're not so cheap that somebody in Chicago decides, holy moly, maybe I should go to LA this weekend. It's only $19 one way. So that's one thing. And then another thing is in the past, Spirit and Frontier, they were discount airlines. And what they really did, their airlines at the bottom. Now people know about these basic economy fares that United, Delta, and American offer. And so those three big airlines have said, you know what, we are going to match Frontier and Spirit's prices. And as a result, Frontier and Spirit have more competition. And as I said in the beginning, they've discovered, you know what, let's take loyalty more seriously and try to make sure that we keep people flying us.
And so how is this going to shake out? How will day-to-day flyers see this play out?
Well, I think you'll see it across the board on Spirit and Frontier. It's not just loyalty. This sounds crazy, but they're actually taking customer service a little bit more seriously right now. A lot of people who flew those airlines in 2015, 2016, they may have noticed that the staff, the flight attendants, the customer service agents probably couldn't care less whether they were on board. There was this idea that if your fares were cheap enough, you could treat your customers any way you wanted. And, you know, people love a good deal. But because of increased competition right now, maybe just having the good deal isn't enough. So if you flew Frontier or Spirit in 2015, let's say, and you gave them another chance either now or better yet, a year or two from now, I bet you'll notice a big difference. They're not perfect. They make some mistakes. They certainly cut costs at every opportunity, but they're better than they were.
Another story you've written, and you referred to this earlier, higher fuel prices. Airlines are starting to react to this a little bit. American is one of them.
American Airlines is one of them, and I spoke briefly last week with Robert Isom, who's the president of American, and he's a very positive guy, and he said, look, you know, high fuel prices, they're affecting us. They make some routes impossible. You and I have spoken on this show in the past about how American is cutting routes from Chicago to Beijing and Shanghai because the fuel is so expensive and it can't handle the losses anymore. But Mr. Isom is the president of the airline. He's obviously very bullish on where American is going, and he thinks that American will just be fine over the long run. I would expect him to say that, but I generally believe it.
There's another story out there, Brian, about arrival times and what airline is going to get you where you want to be on time, and maybe that regional carriers are doing a better job.
Yeah, you know, there's some new data that came out this week. One of the interesting things is that we have a lot of great data on the on-time rates of major airlines, United, American, Delta, some of the others. We have had less good data on some of the regional airlines. Those are airlines that fly under the banner, say, of American Eagle. And with this new data, it said that regional airlines are actually pretty much on time, almost as much as the majors. So that's a good thing. It means that if you're flying on a smaller regional jet from Chicago, and there are a lot of them, you're still pretty likely to be on time.
A couple of them mentioned in the story I saw, SkyWest, Endeavor, ExpressJet Holdings, Republic Airlines. They were, especially SkyWest, doing quite well.
Yeah, SkyWest has a benefit, of course. It's not completely the case, but you can guess from its name. It's mostly in the western United States, which happens to be where I live. We have pretty good weather, and that certainly helps an airline run on time.
Does it matter whether or not they're partnered with one of the bigger airlines or not, one of these like regional partnerships?
It's a good question. The big airlines take their regional operations very seriously, and if you're United, Delta, or American, these are your customers, even if they're flying a regional airline. And so, yes, the big airlines take on-time performance very seriously. And if they have a contractor airline that's not flying on time as much as it should, you bet somebody in the Willis Tower from United is calling the regional operator and saying, you guys need to get your act together because you're carrying our customers.
I was surprised by the findings from JetBlue, because we've been talking about JetBlue a lot, about their bags going up. I guess everybody's bags have gone up now after that. But JetBlue saw some of the biggest delays.
Yeah, this has been a problem, on-time performance for JetBlue, for a while. I've spoken to the airline about it, both the president and the CEO of the company. They give a very simple answer when they're asked about it. They say, look, we have only a few major focus cities. One of them is in Boston. One of them is in New York at John F. Kennedy Airport. We fly in and out of very constricted airspace. And so obviously we're going to fly on time, less than an airline with a hub in Los Angeles or Denver, or somewhere like that. That's the answer. I haven't really delved into the data, so don't know for sure.
Yeah, and this next question, again, it's part of the data, so I understand if you don't want to answer it, but it's only 4,700 people have been denied, you know, involuntarily denied boarding this year, down from 18,000 in the same period last year. Should we read into anything about that?
Oh, I think, of course, we should read into something about that. I mean, we all saw the pictures in April 2017 of Dr. Dow kicked off that United Express plane in Chicago. If you're working at an airline or in public relations, you never want something to happen like that again. So airlines are doing all they can to make sure it never happens again.
All right, Brian, good stuff. Thank you. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is aviation business editor for Skift.com.